This is the Surrey Storm podcast.
It's a Surrey Storm podcast with Mizuno, and today's podcast, the first time player of the match and first podcast. Is that right, Abby Robson?
Yeah, my first time on my own. I think I did it with Mia last year when we were leading into the finals for Team Bath.
Excellent. Before we look at, obviously, things at Storm, tell me a little bit about the early days in your netball career and obviously joining Bath.
Yeah, I started, I think, when I was about 14, maybe, and I've been through the entire Team Bath pathway and just absolutely loved it. I was really lucky to get to represent England at the age group levels. And then I got my chance with the Team Bath Super League, initially as a training partner, and then progressed into the squad, which is very exciting. I've got to play alongside some of my idols, which has been absolutely amazing. And now I've moved across the Surrey Storm onto new things.
All my questions in one answer. So thanks for that.
Sorry about that.
It's all right. I wanted to ask you about England, obviously, that massive opportunity at the early age and just some of those players that were part of that squad as well.
Yeah. So some of the players I still play with now as part of that England and 17 squad, with like Imogen Allison, Tash Pavlin, Shati Curtis, play with all of them now. And they're all my really good friends. Being part of England, especially as a youngster, is a really great opportunity. Being involved in some of the competitions, I've been involved in a couple of Netball Europe's. When I was in under-19s, we got an opportunity to go to New Zealand on tour, which was absolutely amazing and definitely an experience I'll never forget. So I love my time in England. It was great.
And Bath as well, that must have been really an easy decision, because given their history, really.
Yeah, of course. So I'm born and bred from Bournemouth. So Team Bath was the franchise in my region. And I just sort of got picked up through there. It was quite nice as well. My family are all from Bath originally. So going up there for boarding school in sixth form, just to sort of like really pursue my netball career, was a no-brainer. And just the atmosphere, the environment and the type of facilities and coaches that they have there, again, no-brainer. It's definitely a great place to have started my netball career at.
What about some of the players you were alongside at Bath?
The likes of Serena Guthrie, getting to play alongside her is, of course, always going to be quite a big standout and highlight for me. She's one of the players that I watched when I was younger growing up, so getting a chance to learn off her was absolutely amazing. But in honesty, all of those players on that squad are fantastic athletes, fantastic people, and they are friends for life. So I've learned a lot from them, and for some of them as well, I feel like we've grown up together, being at, I was at university just down the road and they were all at Bath Uni. So we sort of did university together a little bit as well. So yeah, it was excellent for me.
Anna is the kind of coach as well that I suppose really gets the best out of all of her squad. So what was she like when you let her know you were looking to join Storm?
Anna's a great coach. She really knows a lot about netball, very tactical, and she's got a great knowledge of the game, and I think she really helped bring on like my personal development, especially in that centre position, trying to improve my attacking skills, like feeding the circle, centre pass release and things like that. I think I learned a lot. Anna was really supportive of my move to go to Storm, as well as like my life decisions with a new career and a new job in London. So that was really, really nice. Nothing against Bath, I've not left Bath on a bad note at all. I got a really exciting job offer in London, which is going to help my career, and it's something I just couldn't say no to. On the back of that, joining a new franchise and moving to Storm, I think as well, is really going to help my netball career develop. You know, as we've said before, I've been at Bath for a really long time, and I think it's good sometimes to just have some change. And it's been great learning off Mickey, and we've got great players in our team as well, like Peace Wasgrovia, that I'm learning off every single day. So yeah, I think it was just the right decision for me this time. And also moving across the Storm, hopefully looking to build in the next couple of years to get into you know, their playing squad and getting some more court time, which is of course something that hopefully we'll achieve with them in the next couple of seasons.
Was it a case of Mickey getting in touch with you or you getting in touch with Mickey?
So
bit of both?
So I reached out to Mickey that I wanted to move across, and she was really supportive of me coming on board. And I sort of, you know, with Storm, for my first conversations with Mickey, she was saying how hard work and honesty are the two like pinnacle values of Surrey Storm, and they're two values that really resonate with me and what I want to achieve and what I look for in a team and a team environment. So like similar to Bath, it's just a no-brainer, just seemed like the right place for me to go to.
Yeah, definitely that hard work for each other, and Charlie must have helped in that decision as well.
Yeah, Shardy definitely did help. She came up through the Storm pathway, so I actually spoke to her about the decision, and she was very supportive, and she was telling me a lot about Storm, and the more I spoke to her about it and then reached out and had those conversations with Mickey as well, I knew it was the place for me to go to.
It's relatively early days, but what's Mickey brought to your game already? Are you noticing a difference?
Mickey's teaching me a lot. She's really helping my attacking game as well. Just showing me different ways of how I can attack into the end third in the centre. And centre is a growing position for me at the moment. So anything I can learn and absorb is excellent. And it's definitely just going to help my game. So yeah, Mickey's been really good in that.
And you mentioned earlier, but just the experience of Felly and Praskovia as well, knowing that you're on the same squad as them.
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, Felly's just recently joined us, so I'm getting to know her now and know her game, which is exciting to see sort of how she can help me build throughout the season. And then, yeah, of course, Peace. Everyone speaks about her. She's amazing. She's definitely one of my idols. She, with all that experience, she's the most humble human being on the planet. And it's just so nice and incredibly supportive of her teammates, which makes me really proud to be on the same team with her.
Storm fans are obviously pretty special in when they get at home in Surrey Sports Park. What did you find playing in front of them was like?
Yeah, it was amazing. So Monday night was my first time in front of Storm fans. I have to say, they really bring the energy. You know, they were really loud and engaged throughout the whole game. It was amazing. It was a great atmosphere in there on Monday night. And yeah, I look forward to bringing that energy every home game.
Helped by a little player of the match. I hope that wasn't a one-off.
Me too. yeah, that was very exciting on Friday. Absolutely loved it. Completely shocked. But I mean, I think player of the match could have gone to anyone in that game, because you can't, you know, it takes everyone on that court to turn a lead around like that and then come out with the win. So I think we really showed our true colours, our great determination, and what we can really achieve as Storm this year. So it was great and I loved it, but yeah, it could have gone to anyone.
Are you the kind of player that does take such a close attention to your stats, or will you maybe just leave that to the coaches?
I do enjoy looking at stats sometimes, because sometimes what it feels like is not necessarily what the stats are, in a good way or a bad way. So I think stats are important, but me personally, I don't dive into it that much. Mm. You know, in terms of my own personal game, I'm never going to be the one with 100 turnovers. That's just not really my style. But in terms of, you know, centre pass to goal, turnover to goal, I think all of those are really important. But yeah, I'm all about the coaches feeding that forward to me and going from there, really.
And really, just what do you want to get out of this season? And why is Storm the right place for you now in your career?
Yeah, I think I just want to give everything I can to Storm this year and make sure that I'm helping the girls prepare the best they can for matches and keep pushing them and sort of being the best teammate that I can be for them. I want to I want to also just learn as much as I can, you know, off, you know, there's more experienced players than me. So, you know, we've talked about it, Peace, Sophia, Yaz, I just feel like I can learn so much. And that's what I would like for this year. It's almost like a building block, push my team as hard as they can. And then hopefully next year I can be in the squad.
And Ria and Ziggy are back at the weekend with Rhinos. That'll be a entertaining game. Looking forward to it.
I think it will be a great game at the weekend. I think it's an excellent matchup, and yeah, really ready for the challenge. I think we're working really hard in training this week. So looking forward to putting right the wrongs from Monday and having a great game on Saturday.
Brilliant, Abby. Thanks for your time.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And it was Storm 58, Rhinos 49. Chloe spoke to Mickey after the game.
I was really proud of the girls and the performance they put out. I think they earned that. I think they deserved that win. And yeah, as I say, I've said it many times before, we know that on our day when we get it right, we can contend with anyone. So I was really pleased that we got it right at home today.
And what was the feeling like when it started off close and you started to build? Like, what were the changes that you made there?
Yeah, honestly, we just lock into every single moment. We're aware of the score, but we don't look at it. That doesn't alter the way that we play. We're just trying to stay really level-headed, live in every single moment so that we can execute what that play needs at that given moment in time. Because when we do that and we don't look too far ahead into the future, or we don't worry about what's just happened and we stay present, we're pretty deadly.
Yes, and your crowd were with you all the way today. What's it like having home netball back?
Oh, it's mental. It's absolutely crazy, especially here at Surrey Sports Park. It's a bit of a fortress. Teams know that then when they come here, it's going to be loud, it's going to be crazy. And yeah, I cannot tell you how much we love playing at home. We speak about it all the time in our trainings, in our team meetings, that we really need to feed off that energy because they're here for us, not against us. And this is a really hard place for other teams to come, and we absolutely want to keep it that way. So yeah, we're very, very grateful for our family.
And you got Neve as player of the match. Just a few words on her performance.
Yeah, I think it could have been a lot of people today, but I was so, so pleased and proud of Neve. You know, she's obviously come off a couple of weeks where she's been out of the squad with an ankle injury. So to come straight back in and hit the ground running like she did today is a credit to the work that she does behind the scenes. So super proud of Neve.
And we caught sight of Amy Flanagan and Hannah Knights in training. Any word on what they're up to?
Yeah, they're just back within our group. They're part of our wider training associate squad. They come to training, they keep contesting us and asking questions of us, and that makes us have to compete really hard. So yeah, we're really pleased and proud to have those girls back into the fold, and yeah, we look forward to future.
And Sirens next. I heard in listening to the Sky game that they had you as a game that they're all watching out for. How does that make you feel when you hear stuff like that?
Yeah, not surprised. I think everybody puts us as the team that they want to beat. And that's the monkey that we've got to get off our back and work really hard for. But look, we just worry about us. I don't worry about external noise. We worry about us, what we need to do, the game plan that we need to execute. Because if we do that, we'll beat anyone. So just execute our game plan like normal.
And one final word, Praskovia Peace. I can hear in the crowds just how much the fans love her. How great is it to have someone like her?
Oh, she's an icon. She's an absolute icon. You cannot underestimate Peace. Second to what she does on the netball court as a person, as an athlete, she's the most phenomenal person you will ever meet in your life. She is incredible. We're so privileged to have her as part of our squad. She feels very lucky to be wearing these club colours. So we think it's a very, very happy marriage.
And an intercept on the court today.
Oh my God, I know! To go and celebrate with her about that. She'll be reminding me of it all week, don't worry.
Player of the match went to Neve Cooper.
I thought it was a brilliant game, a really good team performance tonight. You know, we had our objectives going into the game to be really disciplined on defence and really clinical in attack, and I feel like what we've been working on in training we really put out there today, and it showed on the scoreboard and in taking the win.
And you've come straight back from injury with a player of the match performance, really key in slowing down the Rhinos attack. How does that feel to get that award?
Yeah, it feels great, but you know, it's a team game. And we're a team that we not only have 12, 15, but we've sometimes 18 players come to training every week, and every single person that turns up at training plays a role in these wins. And we're really lucky to have training partners that bring such depth and have been able to go on court and do a job for us, you know, whenever some people are out on the sideline. But to be back tonight just feels really good, you know, to be back in, and especially in front of the home crowd again. I haven't played in front of a home crowd like that since 2019, so to be back out in front of them again just feels fantastic. And in terms of defence, you know, it was literally just a matter of, you know, we knowing your role, slowing them down. We know that Rhinos like to play a really fast-paced game, so I think we were quite clinical in doing that today, and gave us the turnovers that we needed to get the score on the board.
And next week we sadly won't have the home fans as we head up to Strathclyde Sirens, a tough opposition and a long journey up to Scotland.
Look, you know, we know that travelling up to Scotland is always, you know, a tough battle. They're another physical team. They're fast. They're clinical. We know it's really hard to get ball off them. So we'll be taking some of that into training this week, looking at a bit of what we did tonight and what we can maybe sharpen up on a wee bit. And, you know, just fine-tuning the game plan. I think we have what it takes to beat them next week. So it's just a matter of putting it out again.
And this sounds pretty special. Next weekend, no game for the seniors at home, but the under-17s, under-19s, and the under-21s are all taking place in a bit of a showcase event for the NPL. All three games, £5 at Surrey Sports Park. Find out more online, twitter.com/SurreyStorm.
This is the Surrey Storm podcast.